WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight starts several local celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States.
Come out to the Lincoln Recreation Center's Tarot Pavilion for praises at the pavilion Monday night at 6 p.m. Then Thursday morning at 9 a.m., the Freedom Walk will start at the Lincoln Center and end at the George Bush Library, followed by a free educational storytelling program. The celebrations continue Thursday evening with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Gates open at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum begins the day with storytelling.
And the people are just going to feel free to get up and talk about their experiences, or just sit down and talk about how they celebrated Juneteenth back in the day.
Velma Spivey says a free lunch will follow, and then they'll continue the day with a young entrepreneurs forum, and then the movie Selma at 6 that evening. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Apartment dwellers around Bryan have or will be getting a letter from the fire marshal's office. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds everyone with grills, regardless of the fuel source, to use them far away from structures.
10 feet is what we recommend. We get this recommendation off of a code rule over in our codes for the commercial properties that are residential, such as apartment complexes, where the code has established an absolute rule. We use that as a guideline for all the homeowners who have control over this that the code doesn't.
Bouse also suggests having nearby a fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed if an ember ignites the yard or the deck around a cooking site. A unanimous Bryan City Council supports staff changes in the administration of how money is spent from the hotel occupancy tax. Chuck Condorla is among the city's representatives to the Convention and Visitors Bureau committee that recommends how much hot money is given to events in the Twin Cities.
The real meat of this proposed agreement is more onus on the event to prove that they made the impact they claimed they would make. If they don't make that impact, if they don't prove it, they get portion of the 75% remaining or none. They could even, and maybe even not even have future funding.
Event organizers requesting hot funds are required to go through one of two training sessions provided by the CVB. The council called for doubling that number of sessions to once each quarter. There's more information about 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station and two other counties that took place in April and May. According to arrest reports on new charges from College Station police, more than 300 items were recovered from a detached garage at a home near Milliken. The items were linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Grimes County, and 6 in the city of Austin. A Bryan man, 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez, and two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Sean and Kenneth Greer, were arrested on new charges of engaging in organized criminal activity. The 91st birthday of President George H.W. Bush was when his first chief of staff was in town for a function at the Bush Library. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu met with reporters in part about his new book about the 41st president.
I think one of the interesting things I found with the president is that his mother's admonition to him, don't brag and bend your knees when you volley. Both parts of that kind of governed a lot of what he did. He never bragged about himself. He always tried to share the glory and the limelight with everybody involved. And the second part was just as important, where she, you know, it comes from tennis. And basically she was saying, look, if you do anything, there's a right way to do it the right way. And I think that's the way this president operated all the time.
Sununu says he wrote the book titled The Quiet Man because it was time for someone to brag about the president's accomplishments, including passing the most domestic policies except for Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
The Cherry Rufino team. Every step of the way, we are there for you. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Join the College Station Noon Lions Club for the annual I Love America 4th of July celebration hosted at the George Bush Library on July 4th. The museum will be open for free from 9:30 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. Live entertainment, concessions, and games for children begin at 6 p.m. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Come early and bring lawn chairs, picnic baskets, and blankets. For parking information and more, visit bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Any sun will give way to clouds today. Showers and thunderstorms will develop. Temperatures are going to be up to 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 70. Partial sun tomorrow. Again, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow later in the day. Highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night. They'll taper off. Lows near 75. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Texas A&M men's and women's track and field doing at least respectively at the championships. And gridiron.com has chosen Lee Fedora as their coach of the year, plus a lot more from Bombers baseball in the NBA playoffs. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you about 7:50.
Yeah, if you need more than one seat to get the people back, you know, on an airplane, to get the people back from the track meet, you've done well.
Yeah.
If you just got one person going, you don't have a chance to score. Did you do the story last week about the guy who shot himself in the foot?
Yes.
Because he wanted to know what it felt like?
Yes.
Still as stupid today as it was when he did it, right? I mean,
it maybe more so, because it gives you more time to think just how stupid it really is.
Yeah, very strange. All right, just saying. All right, so, yes, why do we do stupid things? Why? Speaking of.
Add alcohol?
Well, sometimes, but how we make decisions is flawed for a lot of us. It seems that the last happy experience that we had has this disproportionately large influence on the next decision we make. Our natural inclination toward, you know, having a happy ending means that we often assign a greater value to that experience than it's worth. Here's an example. Let's say you're eating a meal. Appetizer's mediocre. Main course, okay. Dessert is spectacular. You are more likely to rate the entire meal better than if the reverse were true. If you had the great appetizer, decent main course, and then mediocre or lousy dessert. Because the last thing, the dessert, is what we give the most weight to when judging the entire meal. In other words, the further back the experience, even still, if it's quite recent, the less weight it's going to carry in the way that we look at things. It's called the banker's fallacy. The banker's fallacy is that focusing on immediate growth at the expense of long-term stability is what produces better results.
Huh, because they, like in boxing and MMA,
yeah,
it's very important the last 30 seconds
yeah.
to go wild.
Uh-huh.
Because you point better when they score it.
True. That is true. That's, well, there. See, that's your good dessert. See, your dessert is, they don't rematch. How long is a round of MMA? I mean,
5 minutes.
Okay. They go for 5 minutes without stopping?
Three five-minute rounds with a one-minute break in between.
Wow. I saw a guy one in about 20 seconds the other day.
I think the fastest knockout in history is 9.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what happens is finish strong. Finish like a champ. I mean, it's flat, finished like a pro. And, you know, if you do that, then you leave this good thought. But that's why, and again, if that ends badly, does that mean that the next decision we make is not good? I mean, that could certainly happen. They kind of link up when it comes to that kind of stuff. All right, it's 7:15. Here's our chance of showers, because we don't have that in our forecast. And you heard them talk about, we got a little mix-up down in the Gulf, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what's causing this?
It's one of those where, you know, you're in the tropics, I don't know why you're depressed.
But. Yeah. because it's raining and I'm sitting in a cabana. 86 for a high today. Actually, about all week long, we'll be in the 80s, upper 80s. But it's a 70% chance of rain is what they're telling us, at least right now. 60% for tonight. And then tomorrow, it's 80% heavy rain. And again, the rain, 80% during the day and at night, and then 70% on Wednesday. So, and yesterday, I don't know, the rain that we got was pretty heavy. It just didn't last. They were kind of passing showers. And I was looking at the radar off to our west. They got really a whole lot more than we did. So we kind of skirted the heavier of it.
Well, this nastiness in the Gulf, if it crops up, it'll be Bill.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
It'll
be Bill. That's awesome. That's awesome. There will be so many things that we can talk about when it comes to that. So that's good.
You see the shark thing in South Carolina?
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
That's get out of the water. I saw
times two.
16-year-old guy lost his arm and a young lady lost part of her leg. Is that right?
And part of her arm.
Wow.
The thing that's creepy, though, is it's almost exactly like Jaws. Because the mayor is going, okay, we're going to have a meeting to find out what we're going to do about closing the beaches.
Uh-huh.
And the city manager is going, the beaches are open.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, and again, but yeah, this ain't Roy Scheider, okay? This is the real thing.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Okay. So anybody go see a bigger dinosaur movie?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yep.
Did both of you do this?
Yes.
Well, now, wait. It sounds to me like there's a difference of opinion or at least enjoyment when it came to that.
Ask Kevin first.
It was a good popcorn movie.
Okay.
It wasn't, you know, not it was not riveting or incredible, but it was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Now, okay, and of course, the bottom line is it did, what, like $500 million worldwide.
Correct.
So it doesn't really matter. It's just that they got a lot of people to spend money to go see it. Okay,
okay, so they made money.
Yeah.
They spent $150 million making this movie. I paid $8.25 to go see this movie. And I had to see it in 3D because the normal one was sold out. I showed up 40 minutes early, still sold out. My problem, didn't buy tickets online. Okay, we'll go see the 3D one. We're with friends.
Okay.
Entire experience ruined by one half of a square foot, what? Which was how much the two sides of the 3D were off.
What?
No one else noticed it in the theater. I would wager. It was just enough for me to nitpick and focus on the entire movie. The movie was great. I enjoyed it. But 3D has always been a stupid, stupid technology, and it just ruined it.
Tell us what you really think. Wow.
No, man, it's like having a great meal and seeing a mouse run across the floor. It's like you just can't focus on anything else.
Now, all right. Now, so where was it off? How was the register off?
Well, okay. So we got our tickets an hour and a half early. Went out, grabbed a bite, headed back. Okay, we had to sit in the front right. All right,
okay,
our problem again.
Yeah.
And it was the bottom right hand corner of the screen. Everything else was perfectly aligned, but the images were just rotated up like a half a degree.
Okay, so here's my thought. You're sitting on what row?
Second to the front.
Okay, so you're pretty much looking up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, why the hell are you looking to the right? Just look up, okay? I mean, I got you. I mean,
Well, here's the thing.
I hate 3D movies, too, it's consolation.
It's so subtly off that it's just clear. It's very clear. Now, here's the other big difference. I didn't want to complain about the movie. I didn't want to let the theater issue sour me on the movie.
Uh-huh.
I got soured on the movie because they did fake 3D. James Cameron, when he did Avatar, did it the right way.
Okay.
Two cameras, just like you have two eyeballs.
Right.
Imagine taking a printed out picture that you would have gotten from the drugstore. It's like making a Play-Doh scene and mashing that picture onto the Play-Doh.
It is
stupid and it...
Wow.
You spent $150 million to make this movie, and you squeezed every dime out of me to get it, and 3D sucks.
Yeah, that's right. It should be done right, I suppose.
Avatar, stupid movie, amazing 3D.
All right, so now, but what was the most amazing 3D? I mean, let's go ahead and spoil it for everybody who hasn't seen it. What's the most amazing 3D thing that it does? What scene?
I didn't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. I think with the dyslexia, 3D just doesn't work for me at all.
Well, and this movie didn't have impressive 3D, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
The textures were not amazing.
Yeah.
It really would. You remember the first Jurassic Park? It would have been pretty neat if they had one of those frilly dinosaurs spit stuff out at the audience.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but they didn't do any goofy stuff like that, which I give them credit for.
Hello.
I don't know about that 3D stuff, but I was just watching the dinosaurs. They were pretty cool.
Dinosaurs were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the 3D didn't do much, and I didn't want to go to the 3D. I'm kind of like him. I get there, and the 2D is sold out, and I have to wait an extra hour for the 3D.
Because everyone wants to go see the 2D.
Well, I thought everybody would want to go see the 3D, so I thought the 2D wouldn't be a problem, but it was all packed.
Would it kill you to wait 3 weeks?
You know, when you've got 2 hours carved out or 3 hours, you got to go when you got to go. So,
Willie and Merle have a new album out, by the way.
I already have it. I've already played it on Wednesday. So, okay. Thanks for being up to date.
It's awesome, by the way.
I was gone for a week. What?
I'm waiting for that 3D version of Jaws that Marty McFly missed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Enough about my preferences.
Well, that's fine because, you know, you get a chance to rant a little bit because you got a microphone in front of you.
I do.
So what did the Twitterverse say about it? What did social media have to say about it? Anything? Did you notice?
The biggest outbreak on social media was everybody absolutely freaking out at Soap Opera over swords last night.
Oh. Okay, what happened there?
Did
somebody die?
I don't know.
Can we say Patrick had probably spoiled it for people?
There was more than a dozen what the hells coming through my feed yesterday.
We haven't watched this season.
Did anybody go see the Melissa McCarthy movie? Was that thing any good?
I mean, reports are it's really funny.
Okay.
Really?
Jurassic Park's star Chris Pratt, who now is a superstar.
Yeah.
He told producers he's willing to like sign up for 38 more movies with him.
Especially if he's getting a percentage on the back end. Well,
Robert Downey said, "Do that. That's a good idea. Yeah, just keep playing the same part over and over again. It's really all right." Okay, let's see on to other stuff that. So I saw a story over the weekend about Band-Aid. I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Manilow wrote that.
And a lot of them.
Yeah. Just saying. By the way, he's going to headline the Capitol Force show in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. He'll do a patriotic medley that probably will not include the Band-Aid song, backed up by the National Symphony Orchestra. Same medley did 30 years ago at the reopening of the Statue of Liberty. PBS will air the event live, amazingly, on July 4th. So there you are. Other performers will be named soon.
For a player to be named later?
Something like that. So, speaking of real dinosaurs, Nessie apparently is not the only mystery now at Loch Ness. They've got UFOs as well.
Oh,
good night.
Yeah, Alan Betts and his wife Anna used to be skeptical about UFOs, but not anymore. During a recent trip, their vacation to the Scottish Highlands, Anna says their dog had been acting strangely all day. Then it started storming just out of nowhere, and they didn't notice the strange lights that were hovering, but then they snapped a picture of the gray skies over the lake, and lo and behold, when they looked at the pictures, there they were. They were viewing them on their computer. It was obvious they were not alone. The pictures revealed two giant saucers zipping overhead.
No.
Anna says, "We were in shock. I can't offer any logical explanation."
The Scottish Air Force.
That's it. They were flying into the lake at very high speed, invisible to a human eye, but somehow the camera caught it.
No.
Okay. They've been smoking the peat bog.
I was going to say, they've been messing with the DePaul's
Castle. Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital and College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Same great company, just a new name.
Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
On exhibit now at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Texas A&M Forest Service presents History in the Making, celebrating 100 years of service. This exhibit brings to life the people, places, and events that shaped the agency over the past century. Walk through the exhibit's forest setting to discover how early patrolmen detected and extinguished wildfires. Experience the sights and sounds of wildfire fighting. Discover how the first conservation efforts evolved. Learn through interactive displays about wildfire detection and incident response. For more information, log on to bush41.org.
Good morning, 725. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 70% chance of some heavy rain today, probably after 1 o'clock, they're telling us. The high will be 86. Actually, the high will probably be in the middle to upper 80s all week long, but the chances of rain will elevate. 60% chance tonight. Then on Tuesday and Tuesday night, looking at an 80% chance of showers. It's back to 70% on Wednesday, and then maybe 40 or 50% as we head on toward the weekend. Right now, they're saying Friday a 20% chance of showers. Currently, we've got winds out of the northeast at 397% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 74.
Being a student is great until you're arrested for drugs or DWI. Then your entire education, reputation, and future are at risk. Shane Phelps, a board-certified criminal defense attorney, can guide you through your options and help achieve the best possible outcome. As a former prosecutor, Shane Phelps understands both sides of the law, and that benefits you. Good students do make mistakes. Shane Phelps helps make sure those mistakes don't define your life. ShaneFelpsLaw.com, 775-4100.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to the left-wing magazine Mother Jones, those of you who eat 3 square meals a day should stop. If you think eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner is good for you, you're wrong. Makes you sick. It's anti-science. And, it's racist. You heard me. If you consume 3 basic meals every day, you are engaging in racist behavior. Now, this racism began when white European settlers came to our shores, bringing with them their eating habits. In the morning, they had a light meal, sometimes cold mush, radishes. And then at midday, they had a heavier cooked meal, no doubt cooked by women. They were sexist, too. And then the last meal of the day was another light meal. The native tribes, however, the Indians, were smarter. They snacked during the day. They followed the season, sometimes eating more, sometimes less, as the seasons changed. When food was scarce, they fasted. And since they were natives, they were healthier than the white Europeans. But that didn't stop those racist white Europeans from laughing at the native tribes. They considered them uncivilized. They even watched the natives eat as a form of entertainment. Now, according to Mother Jones, the natives were right. Science supports their way of eating, not the white Europeans. So stop your racism. Stop eating breakfast. Skip lunch. Lay off the cold mush and the radishes. Just snack and eat with the seasons. And remember to fast, especially when there's no food around. Think and eat like a native Indian. That's going to be a lot of corn, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good? Or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A letter from the Bryan Fire Marshal's office is going out to apartment complexes, informing residents that outdoor cooking must be done at least 10 feet away from structures. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse suggests that as a minimum distance for homeowners, along with having a fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed.
In case the ember gets loose, in case grease drippings hit the grass underneath, we've actually had somebody put it on a wood deck and the grease dripped down and then it ignited and then they lost their deck and part of the back wall of their house. That has happened.
Bouse also stresses keeping yards mowed because of the numerous green belts connecting both Bryan and College Station.
If we get a fire started in somebody's yard and it connects to a green belt, it can go over to another neighborhood.
For miles, in essence.
And if you haven't kept your yard mowed and clean, you're going to help contribute if it gets to your house.
Bouse says taller grass burns faster. Three men recently arrested for what's turned out to be 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station, Austin, and Grimes County are now charged with engaging in organized criminal activity. Two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Kenneth and Sean Greer, returned to jail after posting bond a couple of weeks ago, while bond was increased another $100,000 on 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez of Bryan. According to the newest arrest report from the College Station Police, a recent search of a detached garage at a home near Milliken resulted in the recovery of more than 300 stolen items. The property was linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Austin, and 6 in Grimes County. A former Burleson County District Attorney has been disbarred.
A panel of the State Bar of Texas says Charles Sebesta knowingly withheld evidence and used fake testimony to win a capital murder conviction and ultimate death sentence against Anthony Graves in the slaying of a half dozen people in 1992. Sebesta has been stripped of his license to practice law in Texas, effective immediately. In 2006, a federal appeals court reversed Graves' conviction, and in 2010, he was freed and declared innocent. James Stanley, TSN News.
Changes are coming to how Bryan City Council administers the spending of hotel occupancy tax money. A unanimous vote included a call for increasing the number of quarterly training sessions for event organizers seeking hot money from 2 to 4 times a year. Councilman Chuck Condrilla is among the city's representatives on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Committee that screens applications.
When you look at them, it's intuitive. It's common sense. Are they staying here? Well, are they spending money here? Are they staying and spending money near here, but it's right on the border of Bryan, so we're probably going to have some impact? Is it on a need weekend? Did they last time do their post-event analysis well? There's some that are dynamite. There's some that are not.
Events asking for under $50,000 goes to a CVB committee whose recommendations are considered by the city manager. The council takes action on events asking for more than $50,000. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. There are several local celebrations.
Juneteenth events start Monday evening at the Lincoln Recreation Center with praises at the pavilion.
And we kick that off in Jubilee style by hosting an event that encapsulates the gospel, gospel singing, soloists, praise dancing. It's going to be a joyous time. All you have to do is just come.
Supervisor Lance Jackson says the event starts at 6 p.m. at the center's Tarot Pavilion. Then Thursday at 9 a.m., you're invited to participate in a 2.2-mile legacy walk from the Lincoln Center to the George Bush Library, followed by the museum's free educational storytelling program. That evening, continue the celebrations with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Dancing, games, and live music for the whole family starting at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum invites you to come throughout the entire day for storytelling, lunch, a young entrepreneurs forum, and a screening of the movie Selma. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was time for someone to brag about the accomplishments of President George H.W. Bush. That's why his first chief of staff, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, wrote a book titled The Quiet Man. Sununu, who was at the Bush Library on the 91st birthday of the 41st president, says he's not trying to get dragged into endorsing any of the Republican candidates for president, including Jeb Bush.
Obviously, Jeb is running. I think it's going to be an interesting race, but I think there's a handful of the Republicans that certainly would make good presidents. I just think it's important for the process to sort itself out. As far as the family goes, it's one of the great families in American history.
Sununu says he's looking for a leader like President Bush.
George Bush listened a lot. He brought his staff, he brought in advisors from outside to give him an understanding on the tough decisions. But it was always clear to us that once he reached a point where he had made up his mind, that was it, as the case was with Kuwait when Saddam Hussein invaded. George Bush said, this aggression shall not stand. That aggression did not stand.
Sununu says he favors someone who gets things done over someone who is good at what he called hot rhetoric. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Every year at this time, Kent goes and finds new pieces of furniture, new builders, and that's what Amish Furniture for Generations is going to be highlighting in the weeks and months to come. But here's the deal. The floor has to be cleared out. So it's time for the inventory reduction sale. This happens once a year and happens right now. You'll find up to 30% off with prices marked to move. We're talking dining room tables and chairs. They have floor models. Look for that piece that you've been looking at for a while. You've had your eye on it. Well, now, very good chance it is specially priced because June means move it out of there. And again, find up to 30% off. Hurry in while the selections are the best. All the furniture is handmade by Amish craftsmen using only the finest wood, which transfers furniture into heirlooms. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations.
Got hard work? Get started with Bobcat Compact Equipment. Right now, Bobcat has special financing and rebate offers on skid steer loaders, all-wheel steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, utility vehicles, attachments, and a whole lot more. Just get to Bobcat of the Brazos Valley off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan for all the details. Your hard work is about to become easier with a new Bobcat machine. Get started at bobcatofthebrazosvalley.com. Limited time offers. Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the
best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Mar-I Center, Polaris Fun Center, Anchor Foundation Repair, and Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the best of the Brazos.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's a Normagy Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Normagy Tractor.
Some morning sunshine followed by clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms developing today, 85 to 90. There's a chance of showers and storms tonight, 70. Partial sun tomorrow. We could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, they're going to make their way up to about 85 to 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms taper off, 75. Partial sunshine Wednesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we took advantage of some of the things that they, you know, made mistakes on early in the game.
That's TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel talking about the win over LSU. We'll have more from the College World Series, Bombers baseball, Texas A&M track and field, both men's and women's, and Lee Fedor from Navasota is the coach of the year. All that and more coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Well, it used to be the Bible of college football, or no, Texas football. I don't know if it still is, but Texas Football Magazine, they still call it Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine. That's out. Cessna has a column in the Eagle this morning. Texas A&M picked sixth in the SEC West, and in fact, eighth in the conference. That's probably not going to sit too well with some people. However, Texas football did rank A&M third among the teams in Texas.
Placing who?
TCU.
TCU and Baylor.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And okay. just ahead of Texas.
That was such a big deal.
What's that?
Dave Campbell's football. As a high school football player, if you got your name in that, you would have, man.
Well, and every year we would, when I was working in Waco, every year we'd go interview him, and he was a great guy. I mean, Waco was a much smaller town then, and we were all in the sports business, and he was a very nice man, and he'd, you know, give me a half a dozen copies to take back to the station, so I was popular for one day. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Anyhow, and Just to show you how times change, we used to do a thing called Southwest Conference Tour, where we would tour all the cities of the Southwest Conference. And we'd all travel in one bus, the TV guys, the throats, as they called us, and then the and then the sports writers. And so, of course, Dave was on the bus with us. It's 1975. I know, it was a long time ago. But 1975, and Dave said, I've got a trivia question for you. Who was the first black football player to appear on the cover of Texas Football Magazine, 1975? And all these, you know, people guessed. And he said, no, you're all wrong. There hasn't been one.
Whoa.
Again, that's a long time ago. What'd you think about that? How times had changed.
Wow.
How times have changed. All right, so they asked kids, the Olfactory Research Fund, asked kids their favorite scents.
Smell?
Yeah, their smell things. Their smell
crayons.
Things. Well, let's see. Number 10 was, we'll do 10 today because it's kids. Crayons didn't even make it, buddy.
Really?
Saying. Yeah, just saying. Number 10 is strawberries. Number 9 is gasoline.
That explains a lot of the kids these days.
Yeah, well, what's the matter with kids? Anyway, number 8 is perfume. Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, some perfume smells different than others, but yeah. I guess just generally. Number 7, fresh air. Number 6, fresh cut grass. Especially when your brother had to mow it, not you.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell nearly as good if you're having to do the cutting. Number 5 is roses. Number 4 is cookies. Number 3 is the ocean. Number 2 is pizza. And number 1 is flowers. And again, flowers can be a lot of different.
Well, roses and flowers are kind of the same, is they not?
Yeah, kind of like that fresh air, ocean, and cut grass, too, though.
Those are
pretty good. But see, I like diesel fumes back in the day, you know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
The diesel or diesel fumes, well, like after it's been run through
the exhaust.
Engine.
Oh, the exhaust. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sitting
on
the back of a tractor for as long as I did? No, sir.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like to hear that. I mean, they were coming to pick me up in the field. So.
The majority, we didn't have tractors.
That's right. The majority of U.S. American children and teens don't drink enough water every day.
I believe that.
Yep, and that lack of hydration could affect their physical and mental health. The new study by the Harvard School of Public Health found that about half of all kids and teenagers weren't getting enough water the likelihood of an inadequate hydration was 76% higher in boys than girls and 34% higher in blacks than whites. In nearly a quarter of the study, participants said they drank no plain water at all. At all. That's, again, nearly a quarter of them.
Is this cultural or societal? I mean, how, as a human race, have we survived this long with teenagers not consuming water?
Well, they drink other liquids.
Well, sure.
They don't
but that should that counts.
Right. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah, oh, he's saying just plain water.
There's, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
They're prioritizing one liquid over another.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, and I think for all the stuff that's obvious, other stuff that may not be obvious, if you talk to dermatologists about what's good for your skin, keeping it hydrated is.
Yeah.
And all the things that you drink that have chemicals in it may not, in fact, hydrate you nearly enough. So, yeah, mm-hmm. just grabbing the water. And, you know, carry around that 64-ounce or 83-ounce whatever thing that looks like a football with a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drink that. That'll make you popular, too. But it never hurts to just slug down a little bit of water. Really good. Yeah. Did you have the story about Andrew McCutchen of the Pittsburgh Pirates?
No.
Apparently took a shot during batting practice and literally ripped the cover off the ball, just like Roy Hobbs did in The Natural.
Get out of here.
Sports Illustrated says the show of raw power should help him. He was a 2013 National League MVP in his bid to be voted to the All-Star game. Yeah, Andrew McCutchen, Pittsburgh Pirates, knocked the cover off the ball.
Cool.
What they're telling us, anyway.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Couples often assume their love will take care of itself. The truth is, you have to invest in it or it'll die. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When Gene and I first started dating, we lived 90 miles apart in Southern California. At the time, she was working at a veterinary clinic, so I would occasionally drive an hour and a half to bring her dinner. Yes, it did score some points. During our courting days, I was willing to inconvenience myself to show my interest. But fast forward to the early years of our marriage, and I'd find it bothersome to run an errand down the street. That change in behavior is common, and it illustrates an important point. Love isn't self-sustaining. The idea that love naturally stays alive on its own is one of the greatest myths about relationships. As couples, we think our love will take care of itself while we focus our attention toward other areas of life, like work, children, time with friends, and church activities. We don't have time to invest in our marriage, we say. But one study showed that while the average married couple spent an hour a week in connecting moments, men and women involved in an affair actually spent 15 hours in their extramarital relationship. And that's why if we really want a healthy and vibrant marriage, we have to invest in it. Like so many other areas in life, it's the little things that make it successful. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. Texas A&M men's and women's track teams competed in the NCAA championships. The guys wound up in sixth place. The ladies posted a third while trying to defend their championship, but not without shining stars like Shamir Little and Shelby Vaughn, both victorious as they completed undefeated campaigns in the 400 hurdles and discus, respectively. According to Texas A&M head track coach Pat Henry, quote, anytime you defend an NCAA championship and you're as young as these two, it's a big-time performance, end quote. From LoneStarGridiron.com, Coach Lee Fedora of the Navasota Rattlers finished his season 16-0, won a Class 4A Division I state championship, and is the Coach of the Year. The championship was his second in the last three. Fedora, by the way, the winningest coach in Navasota history. The last championship was when Navasota was Class 3A. That was the same year he also won the 3A Lone Star Gridiron Coach of the Year as well. The Brazos Valley Bombers continue their hot start of 2015, beating the victorious Generals Saturday by scoring in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings to take a 6-0 lead. The Generals managed to card four runs, but the Bombers walked away with a 6-4 victory. And after scoring all those runs in each inning, Tyler Lawrence, the starting pitcher for Brazos Valley, was asked if waiting on the bench to get back on the field was a problem.
You know, I was just on tonight. Just pump the strike zone. Usually those weights like that, and my team scoring doesn't really bother me that much. My arm usually stays hot throughout the game.
Things were a little closer last night. Brazos Valley made it 3-0, sweeping the Generals 3-2. The Brazos Valley Bombers take their 10-2 record on the road to the Woodlands on Tuesday. 6:45 the pregame. They'll start things off at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The Golden State Warriors are one victory away from their first NBA crown in 40 years. Steph Curry poured in 17 of his 37 points in the fourth quarter.
Curry gets a screen, gets doubled, dumps behind the back left hand, crossovers, fades and fires. Oh my goodness! Curry with another three! The Warriors have a 10-point lead with 2:43 to go! Curry's got 30!
The Warriors defeated Cleveland 104-91 to take a 3-2 lead despite a triple-double by Cavs superstar LeBron James. King James had 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. Curry said the key to the win was the way he and the Warriors handled the man-to-man D from the Cavaliers.
They've been trapping a lot of pick and rolls, so when I have an opportunity to go one-on-one, I got to be really aggressive, and I get him off balance and shoot a three, and you got to just make those shots the way they're defending us.
Game 6 is on Tuesday. In Major League Baseball, rookie Lance McCullers and four relievers combined for a two-hitter. Evan Gattis tied a career high with four hits, and the Stros thrashed the Seattle Mariners 13-0. Astros skipper A.J. Hinch said the rookie was impressive.
That's a great sign when he can battle through his innings, gets through five scoreless, hitless, a few walks in there that he won't be happy about. But if those are his bad days, that's a pretty good day.
Colorado visits H-Town tonight for a 7:10 start. That game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The Minnesota Twins won in a nail-biter in the ninth to beat the Texas Rangers 4-3 to end a five-game losing streak for the Twinkies. Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus said the team played well, but not enough to knock off Minnesota. They were just better yesterday.
It was a great game. We bought into the last inning. They played better baseball than us today. So
like you say, you know, we win the series and, you know, move on now and be ready for the Dodgers tomorrow.
The LA Dodgers are in Arlington tonight for a 7:05 start on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In the College World Series, Preston Morrison limited LSU to just 5 hits and a run in 7 innings in the 10-3 thumping of the Tigers. Horned Frogs head coach Jim Schlossnagel said TCU took advantage of what they were given.
I thought that it was going to be neck and neck there in the first couple innings. Poche was pitching well. Preston was pitching well. Cody throwing the guy out the plate gave us a big lift. And then obviously, you know, we took advantage of some of the things that they, you know, made mistakes on early in the game.
Texas Christian will play the Bracket 2 winner against Cal State Fullerton or Vandy on Tuesday night. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks can wrap up their third Stanley Cup title in 6 years with a victory over Tampa Bay tonight at the United Center. Blackhawks took a 3-2 series lead by edging the Lightning 2-1 in Game 5 Saturday. Fabian Gomez of Argentina won his first PGA Tour title Sunday at the St. Jude Classic, knocking off Greg Owen from England by 4 strokes. And finally, Kurt Busch won his second NASCAR Sprint Cup race of the season, a rain-shortened event at the Michigan International Speedway Sunday. The race was called short 62 laps due to weather. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Athena Learning Center summer program registration is going on right now. Don't let your child close the books this summer. Make sure they are exercising not only their bodies, but their brains too. Most students lose 3 to 4 levels over the summer without practice. Avoid the summer slide by getting them into one of Athena's reading, math, or STEM camps, and they will be set up for success in the next school year. Call Athena Learning Center at 979-314-9132 or find us online to get more information. Our classes fill up fast. Register today.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have 4 wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of 8th grade, is also into basketball. And 2 girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's 2 L's, RolloInsurance.com.
Being a student is great until you're arrested for drugs or DWI. Then your entire education, reputation, and future are at risk. Shane Phelps, a board-certified criminal defense attorney, can guide you through your options and help achieve the best possible outcome. As a former prosecutor, Shane Phelps understands both sides of the law, and that benefits you. Good students do make mistakes. Shane Phelps helps make sure those mistakes don't define your life. ShaneFelpsLaw.com, 775-4100.
Matt Minutes Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW.